You're listening to CJLO News. A Concordia-based research group is encouraging people to start balcony gardens this summer, saying even individual gardening in a small space can create biodiversity hotspots.
My research focus is on looking at how we can design urban green spaces, smaller ones, to be supporting biodiversity in the city.
That was Nicole Yu, a PhD candidate from Concordia's Department of Biology, researching with the ZETER Urban Landscape Ecology Lab.
With this project, I'm working with balconies to see how individual efforts to green the city can also contribute to helping out our fellow non-human neighbors in the city.
Yu is looking for participants in neighborhoods across Montreal to garden on their balconies so she can study the positive effects this may have on pollination.
Looking for people with balconies who are not on the ground floor and also they're not too close to the water. What we'll do is we'll give them plants in grow bags that we know are beneficial for pollinators. They provide good nectar for them. And for the summer, the participants will just have those plants on their balcony, and using time-lapse cameras that we provide, survey what pollinators come to visit those flowers.
Montreal has over 300 different pollinating species that vary across the island. Yu says in some neighborhoods where large gardening or biodiversity infrastructure projects can't fit, the solution could lie in individual residents growing on their balconies.
We can actually see if we want to be doing some small-scale greening efforts, even at an individual level, what can the impact potentially be, and how can urban planners try to promote small-scale urban planning, small-scale greening too, to improve biodiversity where we may not have as much funding or the space to be doing like an entire large park or conserving a natural area.
Yu is almost done gathering participants, but she says this research should encourage any citizens to begin balcony gardens, suggesting it could improve healthy ecosystems in our urban environments. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.